I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. If you're one of those who's been considering a wildlife license plate for your vehicle and you've got a renewal coming up, well, there's a new critter on the plate to talk about. And we'll do just that right after this. The West Virginia DNR and the West Virginia DMV team up to create a license plate celebrating wildlife in West Virginia. Proceeds from the sales of those benefit the DNR's Wildlife Diversity Program. Scott Warner is the assistant chief in charge of that agency.
This is actually the seventh wildlife license plate that we've produced since 1996. The most recent one, which is now out for people to either purchase online or by visiting one of their DMV offices around the state, is actually the eastern box turtle. So this will be the first time that we've ever put a reptile on a license plate.
Now, these plates come with a $15 annual fee that goes to the Wildlife Diversity Program. It's a really strong stream of money that voters agreed to go with back in the 1990s.
Our Wildlife Diversity Program was actually developed in the 1980s, and it was created to support our non-game programs. 90% of what we have in West Virginia are not hunt or fished for. So the majority of wildlife that we're responsible, the DNR is responsible for managing, has to be supported by either federal grants or general revenue. And we, you know, over the years, budget cuts have basically resulted in our agency relying on other revenue sources because general revenue is no longer being used. So when the license plates were created in the late, that was primarily the purpose of them being created in the 90s. And in fact, there was a constitutional amendment that came out where 3/4 of the voters in West Virginia said, yeah, let's make a license plate available for wildlife and make that $15 registration fee be earmarked to support those type of programs. So each year, we typically will receive around $300,000 to $350,000 from people either buying a license plate or renewing the registration fees.
Previous incarnations were artist renderings, but this time Warner says they went in a different direction.
First time that we sat down with a graphic artist and said, give me something that you think that people would like to have. So he did mock-ups of everything from bats. We had mock-ups of salamanders. We had a mock-up of a hellbender, which is a salamander, but you know, a hellbender. And he did several different mock-ups. And it seems like, you know, we kept on going back to the eastern box turtle. When we did those runs with everything else, it looked like it was just a brown little ball that you saw, unless you were actually tailgating somebody. We didn't want somebody to tailgate to say, hey, that's a, you know, northern long-eared bat. So we went a little different this year. We went with the box turtle. We also changed the landscape. It used to be, if you look at the brook trout, you have a brook trout coming out of stream. You had rhododendron in their back. You had a stonefly that was going after you. You had the water, the rocks, and everything else. And it was great. It was, you know, really nice. But what we did this time is we focused more on the species. So when you see the box turtle, you're going to see the box turtle. You can't miss it.
And you can see it for yourself. The plates are available right now at the Division of Motor Vehicles. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.